and James and so on and so forth, they talk about, you know, hey, just because some guy comes in and he's wealthy, you say to him, oh no, have here this important seat up here. Like, he's a better man than the guy in shabby clothes. Because what? He's prospered in this world? Don't you know that the things which are, you know, valued in this world are not valued in the kingdom of God? Now, but being absent, now he leaves, he sees the situation, then he goes away, he hears, and being away, he writes very boldly these letters that say, you know, you ought to be ashamed, you know, very bold, and he writes things that are very, you know, you look at the way he writes the Corinthians, you know, I make my boast of you, and everything we've written. I mean, you see that sort of boldness he has towards them throughout his writings to the Corinthians. Bold to declare himself to them. You know, I mean, it's bold. These days, you know, it's bold just to say, you know, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, verse 1, by the will of God. To him, that was humble language. But to us today, you know, everything is by our will. You know, oh, I chose Jesus, which they think is humility. But it is not. Verse 2, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence. I'm talking to you because what he's saying is I'm writing this so that when I come, I don't have to be like I am when I write. I've been writing boldly to you. And when I come, I really don't want to be like that. I know that sort of distinction. Sometimes it's easier. You know, I notice some people, they say things to me on the internet in writing that they would never say to me to my face. Whether it be they just don't have the guts, or whether it be maybe they're intimidated by my presence because I'm a large person. Or any number of other reasons. You know, sometimes what we write is more bold than what we were actually willing to say. And also, I think that writing, I prefer in some respects, as far as when it comes to things like this, like rebuke and so on and so forth, because you can write something down and look at it again before you send it. And you can change it. Once you say something to someone in person, it's done. You've said it, and you can apologize, you can try to take it back, but it's been said. The words went into their ears. If you said something unthoughtful, it hurts them, it pains them, it does its damage, and you can't do anything about that fact. Now, you can try to mitigate that with other things you might do to make up for it, but you can't take away the fact that it was done. Writing, it's not so. You're 100 miles away and you're writing a letter. You can write the letter in heat, go back to the next day and say, oh, I wish, I don't want to say that. I don't want to break their hearts. I don't want to say that. I don't want to really, you know, be that cruel. And you take out parts and you say, yeah, this is what I want to say. And you send the letter off. And it's very bold, but it's righteous. Now, you go in person in the heat of excitement, you can, and Paul might have been aware of this in himself, that if he comes with such boldness, they be somewhat concerned about really bowling them over. He doesn't want to come to them with that confidence that he thinks to be bold against some. There are some there he wants to come boldly against. And for some, there isn't a whole lot of restraint you need to exercise because they need to be rebuked and in no uncertain terms. And there are some people he was very confident about rebuking. He said, I don't want to come to you, my brethren, to rebuke. I want to come against some others who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. I had someone come to me recently. I was reading a letter from someone, and they said, oh, Paul, you know, you deny your humanity if you think you're going to overcome sin in the flesh. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what Christianity is about, is overcoming the body, overcoming the nature of man. That's the point. I want to overcome my sinful nature. I want to overcome sin in the flesh. and by the power of God, by the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the promises. You know, we are given these great and precious promises that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature. I want to take part of the divine nature, not of human nature. I've had enough of human nature. I'm sick of human nature. Yes, I know about my human nature, and I despise it. I do despise and deny my own human nature. I want my nature to be changed. We deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we may live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world, Titus 2. And that is simply the goal in the flesh for Christians, is to walk that walk, to walk according to Christ, to be conformed to His image. We want to be conformists. We want to conform to the image of Christ. We want to be like Christ in as much as it is possible and in as much as it is given to us according to the Scriptures. We want to be that man. And some people think of us as if we walk according to the flesh, as if we talk according to... I mean, they're mistaken about us. You know? And Paul said, for you are not in the flesh who walk after the Spirit. You are not in the flesh. People say, well, as long as you're in the flesh, you're still going to sin. That's true. We got to get out of the flesh. And not through death, but by entering into the Spirit. To the realm of the Spirit of God, to seek the Spirit of God, and to seek that He would take us out of it while we're still in it. We can walk in the flesh, but not war after the flesh, meaning to war after the fleshly manner, or to do things after the fleshly manner. And I'm not just talking about war like, and here's another thing. You know, sometimes I rebuke people sharply, and they're like, oh, you know, how terrible. Look at the words the apostles use. They are so severe. There's nothing wrong with a few severe words. I think in America, we are so sensitive about people's words. And obviously, you don't want to be careful with your words. I'm not trying to just say carte blanche, say whatever you want to say. What I'm saying is that, you know, you give people a few harsh words and they are so upset and they think, you are showing so much hate. You are showing so much impatience. You are showing so much ungodliness, and they impute all kinds of sin to just saying things in a very sharp way. And I tell you, there's nothing wrong with saying things sharply, because the Word of God is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword, and dividing asunder and cutting to the bones and the marrow.